Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
How's it going? Welcome to the End of the Woods podcast for the week of Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. How are you feeling? Did you have kegs and eggs yesterday? Did you drink a lot of green beer? Well, let's talk about it. Huh? How are you doing? This is Ryan Woods. This is also the End of the Woods podcast. How is it going? Did you enjoy your St. Patrick's Day weekend? I did. Maybe a little too much, some are saying. They say drinking a Guinness is like drinking or eating seven pieces of bread. One Guinness equals seven pieces of bread. And let me put it to you this way. If that's true, I had a lot of pieces of bread this past weekend. I had anywhere between 5 to 25 beers on Saturday night. And I paid for it. I got to be honest with you. I paid for it. That was the low point in my life. I don't want to do that. We went out, two of my buddies and I. We went out and went to these like Irish bars, of course. Nobody gets more You know what's funny? There's two Irish bars where I live, and I never think of them. They're always there. They're there 364 days a year, but I only think of them the weekend of March or the week of March 17th. I'm like, oh yeah, we should go to that place that has all the Irish flags on the outside. Why? Why is that the way I think? I don't want to go to those places ever. And then I'm like, you know what? I need to go drink Guinness. The one time a year I'm going to drink Guinness. And then I want to drop Bailey's into it and drink it really fast. And call it an Irish car bomb. Which is apparently insensitive to the revolution movement they still have going on over in Ireland. So that's for future reference. If you go into an Irish bar and you say, can I have an Irish car bomb? They're going to look at you a little funny. I mean, some might not look at you funny, depending on what bar you're at. But if it's an Irish bar, could get a little hairy in there, if you know what I mean. Not like those people, you know, the people that are supposed to be the least offended in the world, Irish people. Everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Now, that's cultural appropriation, because if you want to be Irish just on any day, not March 17th, you got your own problems. Nobody really wants to be Irish. I don't even think Irish people want to be Irish. I mean that by no disrespect. It's just a tough draw. You know, you can't tan. You just burn. You have, on top of normal people guilt, you then, if you're Irish, you probably have Catholic guilt. And then on top of that, your genetics aren't great because you've only ever eaten potatoes your whole life. I know that might be a cultural, you know, oh, that's a stereotype, but seemed pretty true because a lot of people died when potatoes went dried up. That's all I'm saying. But happy St. Patrick's Day. Anywho, what's going on with you guys, man? I had a good weekend. I did drink too many beers. We went out, had a party, it was like a whole get together. You know, we're out and Dana wasn't out with me. I was by myself. I was a lone ranger with two of my friends. And this woman is staring at me. She's with a buddy of mine and his wife. So it's his wife. She's looking at me funny, like for like an hour. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, does she know me from somewhere? And then eventually she's like, who is your fiance's name? And I tell her it's Dana. And she's like, I know Dana. And she pulls up Instagram and it's me. She's holding a photo of Instagram of my engagement photo. And she's showing it to me. And I'm like probably 12 Guinnesses in at this point. Snake bites, as they call them. They put cider on top of Guinness and it floats like oil on water. Disgusting. Drink so many of them. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, that's me. She's like, yeah, I follow Dana on Instagram. I was waiting for you guys to get engaged forever. Why? Again, these people, when they say, I was waiting on that forever. Why? Why? I know that's just a saying. And it's like when somebody has a, you know, a life event go on and you tell them like, oh, I'll be there for you, like a sad life event. Oh, if you need anything, I'm here for you. When you really aren't there for them. You ever do that to somebody? Somebody tells you something traumatic. And then you're out of like, I don't know, just randomly. You're just like, oh, I'm here for you if you need anything. But you're really not. Because what are you going to do? That's how I feel when I got engaged. And people tell me like, I was waiting on that forever. Why? Why would you do that? I know it's just what you say. But you weren't, we don't even know you. I don't even know your name. And then I asked her before I left. I was like, what's your name? I'm going to tell Dana when I get home. Well, probably not when I get home because it's late. I'll tell her in the morning. And then Dana wakes up. She's like, why did so-and-so text me? And I'm like, oh, it's a picture of me. Sorry. Because she took a picture of me. And there I was, probably eye just drooping. Probably needed a stroke test, honestly. After as many, honestly, I feel like you have so many Guinnesses, you have a stroke. But dude, and I got to be honest with you. It happened again where we were at a wedding in October. And I drank anywhere, again, between 5 and 25 rum and Cokes, rum and Diet Cokes. I'm watching my figure. And then this past Saturday, I drank probably between anywhere between 5 and 25 Guinnesses. No big deal. A lot of bread. And every time I have so much to drink, I go nonverbal. I also walk out of a bar and I see people smoking cigarettes. I don't want cigarettes. I don't even want one. But I'm just looking at them like, you guys look cool as fuck. Can I just hold, I just want to hold one and maybe put it in my mouth and go and just fake it, you know, just cold draw it, you know, just, oh yeah, fuck yeah. And just give it back to you. Can I do that? And they're like, get the fuck out of here, you freak. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, man. Then another observation of going out, it's so much easier to go out as a girl, I think, if you wanted to meet people when you go out. I also don't like when girls say they don't want people to talk to them when they go out. I don't think that's true. Because then why are you out? If you didn't want people to talk to you, go to a quieter bar setting. Why are you at a bar where people are just mingling about? There's so many bars that there's people not mingling about. I feel like you're lying. I know that's probably a stupid guy thought, but honestly, why would you, if you don't want people to talk to you, why would you go where there's going to be drunk dudes who are all looking to talk to girls? So anyways, yeah, it was just an observation. I didn't talk to any girls. I put up incredible Wilt Chamberlain-type numbers of talking to girls, just zero of them. Oppo Wilt Chamberlain. Just didn't talk to any of them. I told my friend to go talk to a bunch of them. I'm like, dude, that's you, because he's a single dude. He didn't. He also put up Oppo Wilt Chamberlain numbers, which was cool. But yeah, that was my night, man. It was pretty sweet. I didn't eat much, didn't drink a lot of water. Woke up definitely dehydrated, but also overly hydrated. I was bloated and dehydrated at the same time, which wasn't awesome. Went to the gym, wasn't awesome. I went to the gym almost out of just to keep a routine, and that wasn't great for me. The alarm went off, and I'm like, oh, I can't fucking do it, and I did it. But, you know, we powered through, dude, so it is what it is. I'm young. I can fight back. People are like, oh, you don't get hungover. You're young. Like, I get hungover because I don't go hard all the time. So what you're saying is I need to go harder. More often. Anyways, what was I talking about? I don't know. But here I am doing a podcast and drinking on that Barney Monster. That purple monster. There's nothing better than these ultra monsters because they got little, you know, little textures on them. This one's ultra violet. It gives you a little story on the back. Welcome to the 70s. Hazy purple funk all dressed up in a kaleidoscope of bell bottoms, bandanas, and tie-dye. Fuck yeah, dude. And probably a lack of deodorant, if I had to imagine. Let's go. Can you dig it? Then take a good long pull of Monster Ultraviolet. Crisp and refreshing. With a sweet tart pixie dust flavor powdered with our Monster Energy blend. Hop on this magic carpet ride. Wow, this thing's hitting on me. It's got niacin, 250% of your daily value. Vitamin B6, 220% of your daily value. Vitamin B12, 490% of your daily value. and pantothenic acid. That's vitamin B5 for you not reading the can. It's 400%. So that's cool as fuck. But yeah, man, I love Monster. I've tried to quit energy drinks over the last 6 months, probably 10 times. Me and energy drinks, they have a hold on me. Like, there's something about these Monster cans with their sweet designs. They're textured outside. They're sweet, sweet nectar inside. There's something about them. I just can't quit them. I want to, but it must be like cigarettes because I just keep coming back. I'm like, oh, man, you know what tastes so good right now? Purple carbonated water. Save me, Purple Monster, save me. Unleash the ultra beast. Fuck yeah. But, yeah, and then I got my snow tires off the Civic, the whip, the ride. Got the snow tires off. Not that it matters, because it really never snowed. Just all the differences. It doesn't snow anymore. We actually looked it up. I guess it's really down on snow the last couple of years. No big deal. Perfect time for me to get snow tires. And the only difference that happened or since I got my snow tires off is my car doesn't sound like one of those stupid Jeep Wranglers anymore, where the road noise is just improbable. You can't have a conversation in the car. It's impossible to get a thought out when you got that stupid folding top. Oh, you could take the doors off a Jeep. I've never ridden in a car. Jeep Wranglers suck, okay? Jeep Wranglers suck. I know it's going to hurt a lot of your feelings, but you're overpaying for something that they could just keep gouging you on, and it's not a good car. It's a Chrysler product. I don't care if they won the war in North Africa or whatever. That's not doing it for me. Jeeps, I've never been in my car. This is my thing with Jeeps. I've never been in my car driving down the road and been like, you know what would make this so much more awesome? If I didn't have fucking doors. It's never occurred to me. And maybe I'm a loser. I'm willing to admit that. But I've never been just going 60 miles an hour on the freeway or more, just kind of people flying by me and everything. And I never wanted to hang my leg outside the door so I can inevitably lose it. I don't know. Now, taking the top off? I might be in for taking the top off. I love taking the top off. Because I love a good convertible, but it's fucking hell taking. What they don't tell you about the Jeep, what they don't sell you on, is taking the top off of the Jeep. If it's one of those hard tops, that's a 2-3 person job, depending on what kind of guide you got sitting around. You know what I mean? Ryan, who gives a fuck? I don't know. I don't even know if I know anybody who owns a Jeep anymore because they're so expensive. I don't live in that kind of tax bracket. And then they suck on gas. Oh, jeez. But speaking of cars, I play this video game. It's called F1 2023. You might have heard of it. And I bought a sim racing wheel because I was playing on a controller and I joined a league with a buddy of mine. It's for free. It's just for fun. And I'm driving with the controller and I'm like, oh, I'm off the pace. Like, I need to get a wheel. And I ask him, I'm like, what wheel do you have? And he sends me a setup. They're fucking expensive. But I get a wheel. I hook it up. And I got to be honest with you. I suck with the wheel. I suck so bad with the wheel. I suck. I spent $300 on this setup just to suck really bad. And I tell Dana, I'm like, I suck at sim racing. She's like, you're going to get better? I'm like, no, because I'm going to fucking quit. She's like, don't quit. You're just getting started. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I want to quit. I don't want to suck anymore because I literally finished last and I have a teammate. And I'm like, hey, I finished last. And he's like, yeah, I saw. And I'm like, God, this is what it felt like playing sports with my father. Never happy. I remember my dad bought me a bat. This might be a little trauma dumping. I don't know if you remember. This is pre-stroke, my dad. So he's chilled out a little bit. I think that part of his brain broke off. If you don't laugh, you'll cry, folks. Anyways. I remember he bought me a new bat. That was probably like $100 at the time. Might have been more, might have been less. I don't even remember what bat it was. I just remember it was like yellow and red. So it looked cool as fuck. And I remember I was in the All-Star game. No joke. Rec baseball, All-Star. There I was hitting. I go 0 for 4 during the game, mainly because I was trying to hit a home run. Because it's the All-Star game. We all get the medal. We all get the snack. We all leave. You know, no big deal. Coach might take us out for ice cream. I think we were all trying to hit home runs, if I remember right. Or we're all trying to do something stupid, of course. And my dad, we get in the car, and he's like, he's pissed. You know my dad was pissed because he didn't say anything to you when you're walking back to the car. So you're walking back to the car, and I'm like, he hasn't said a word. I'm like, am I fucking, what did I do? And because I'm, you know, again, I'm willing to admit I'm fucking stupid. But walking, I get in the car, he slams the door. I'm like, holy fuck, and I just got shivers thinking about it. And he goes, I didn't pay all that money for that fucking bat for you to go 0 for 4. And I'm like, okay. Fuck, I didn't. It's just the All-Star game. It doesn't matter. You fucking go 0 for 4 again. I'll fucking shove that bat right up your fucking ass. And he was being serious, too. He was going to sodomize me with the bat he just paid for, which I think would also ruin his argument. Because then wouldn't you be wasting the money if his bat is covered in shit? Or my guts? Oh, man. You know, we all have a story like that. If your dad didn't scream at you when you were playing sports, you know, my chair just fell. My chair sucks in the house. The seal's broken. I tried fixing it. I can't fucking. I paid $40 for it on Amazon. What do you want me to do? I should get a nice desk chair. That's what I should do this week. Dana's been on my case to do this wedding planning stuff. It's just been a nightmare. You know, it's just been a fucking nightmare. Fucking nightmare. I'm trying to make my voice crack. What else has been going on, guys? Anything good out in the world? What's going on in the real world? Should we do horniest guy of the week? LeBron James won last week. Should he win again? Because I saw him hitting on more chicks. Good for him. You know, horniest guy of the week, LeBron James. I will tell you, a real conspiracy is going on out there, and it's right under our nose. And it's Kate Middleton is missing. And I think we should get to the bottom of this right on this podcast. What do you people say? And I also got comments. I got comments last week about how, it's better, you know, it's better than Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech in reference to Mike Johnson being a little sassy behind Joe Biden and all those people when they don't stand up and clap for the president or something. I'm like, yeah, man, it's all theater. You're just picking a team like it's a goddamn sport. Don't you feel stupid when you're rooting for politicians? Yeah, he showed him. Don't you feel dumb? Think they care about you, you idiot? God bless. What was I looking up? Oh, yeah, Kate Middleton's missing. Kate Middleton missing. Here we go. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Uh-oh, Kate Middleton, the honorary colonel of the guards to miss St. Patrick's Day. She missed her traditional outing. Let's go to ABC San Francisco, 7 News, to find out where Kate Middleton is. She was allegedly spotted. Oh, yeah, she's gone. Kate Middleton did not attend the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration, as is custom for her to do. She has a recovery. What happened to her? I don't know. What was wrong with her? I don't know. She's missing. She's recovering from something? Now I feel bad. People are telling it's time to stop speculating. I'm sure it is. Oh my God. She's missing. I just can't believe it. I don't even give a fuck, to be honest. Where's she from? Who is Kate Middleton? Kate Middleton reports 42 years old, huh? And she's from Royal Berkshire. She's from Reading. Sorry. Fucking British people. Who gives a fuck? Every time the royal family comes in the news, if it's not for something cool or fun, like that guy's weird hands, the king's weird hands, or Kate Middleton going missing, I could care less. Like, what are Meghan Markle and that goofball up to anymore? What are they up to? Who cares? Why do they keep telling us what they're up to? Is anyone asking for this? Like, Kate Middleton goes missing. That's fun. But, like, everything else, I'm like, I could really give a fuck. The royal family? Like, what year is it? You know? They were born? Do people really care about the royal family? Please. There'll be somebody that's like, we actually do really care. We think they're awesome. We need more royal families. That's how people act in here in this country with politicians. Because I was thinking about taxes, because I have to do my taxes soon, I think. After like the end of the middle of next month. And it's not that it's going to be hard to do my taxes. That's not the problem. The problem is I don't want to do my taxes. I don't understand how in a country so far ahead in most things that doing taxes, like why can't I just, you know, you're the one who made them send me the wages. You know how much to take out of my paycheck. So like either give it to me back, I guess, or don't. I don't know. What the fuck? Like nothing ever gets done with my tax dollars anyways. I was complaining about taxes a couple of days ago. Somebody, and they're like, well, what about cops and firefighters? What about them? They write tickets, and firefighters, I mean, God forbid. They're the only people, like, hospital. I mean, you get in the back of an ambulance, it'll cost you 15 grand. I thought I pay taxes. There's, like, no civil service that my taxes pay for. I mean, I'm sure it's expensive to leave the traffic lights on that never, that they're always too slow, but, like, Jesus, what are we talking about? Like, how, like, I mean, the if you take an ambulance, like, people are always like, what about ambulances and things if you stop paying taxes on those? Well, my roads suck, so don't even go there. And if I get in the back of an ambulance, it's going to cost me thousands of dollars. Yeah, but insurance will pay for most of it. Well, yeah, it's a collusion. The fun thing about having insurance is sometimes it feels like you don't even have insurance because you don't know what it covers. Maybe. And insurance doesn't even know what they cover. You're like, hey, I got a chip in my windshield. They're like, okay, we can offer you that you have a $1,000 deductible. And then here's $2,000 window repair. Do you want to go with that? So you still owe us $1,000 and then they'll pay $1,000 to us. No, I don't want to do that. I think they're going to give me a quote for $600. Oh, come on. Hey, I just got my bumper ripped off. Oh, yeah, your warranty stops at the bumper. Sorry. What? Yeah, sorry. Oh, man, sorry. Ooh, sorry. Here's $500 for that car. Sorry. Oh, I love drinking my Barney Monster. Gotta go to the gym. We're getting down to crunch time, people. Are you guys getting in better shape? Yes, keeping up with those things. It's getting warmer out. It's going to get warmer out. Don't give up now. Okay? Don't give up now. If you've been going to the gym for the last few months, don't quit now. It's getting warmer. Get your steps in still. Keep doing the weights that you're doing. Don't quit now. You got to manage. I'm not telling you. I'm telling myself. You know? What else is that it? Is that all I had? I don't think I had nothing written down, so I hope this was good. It probably sucked. Probably sucked. Most of them do. I mean, if these were good, I mean, do I even have to explain if these were good? No, but I got to go see my gym. Go to the gym and see my dad. Got to go see the gym, Ryan. You fucking idiot. God damn it. You ever, like, say God damn it in public? Or like with people that you don't really know and they just get randomly like super religious on you. Like, hey, don't say the Lord's name in vain. You know, you want to keep Jesus in your heart. And you're like, what the fuck? Like when I worked at Chick-fil-A, they like broke so many laws of like normal work practices by being, hey, Ryan, do you go to church? Do you believe in God? Like I had those were real conversations I had. And there were also girls there, you know, doing the poop hole loophole. And I, you know, I respected that. Now that I've gotten older, I respect that because that seems a lot harder and a lot more willpower, right? So follow me at the links below. Email me. Like, subscribe, rate, review. YouTube channel. Talk to you next week. Love you.
told you love is simple is a liar. Whoever told you peace is easy, don't admire. I wanna hold you, but I can't control the fire. The finest burning ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire, turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack, but even then everything was a fight. Yeah, peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it when your dreams are being buried and it seems you've been disowned? I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Blink twice and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you. I say. How am I gonna hold you when this love is so disarming? Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming? Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard and martyr, poets, pardon. I'm an almond, always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy, but I'm thirsty, ain't it now? So you could quench it, I'm defenseless. I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging and trying to hold on to this feeling while believing in this journey. It won't hurt me more than needed. It won't hit me in a hurry. I just want to call it even, but you leaving me defenseless.